Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today's thoughts on meditation. The means of training are thousandfold, but pure meditation must be done. Clearly, meditation is the foundation of our practice, according to Dogen, and is what we teach and do in our practice today here at Shasta Abbey. Dogen's words were written over 750 years ago and have obviously stood up well with time. Here is another quote. Dogen often stressed the critical importance of sitting meditation as the central practice of Buddhism. He considered meditation to be identical to studying Zen. And today's ancestor is Eihei Dogen, the first Japanese ancestor who lived 1200 to 1253. We will start with Dogen's questions that led him to go to China to find answers. The questions are from Rules for Meditation. Why are training and enlightenment differentiated, since the truth is universal? Why study the means of attaining it, since the supreme teaching is free? Since truth is seen to be clearly apart from that which is unclean, why cling to a means of cleansing it? His questions were in large part prompted by the Tendai concept of original enlightenment, which states that all human beings are enlightened by nature and that, consequently, any notion of achieving enlightenment through practice is fundamentally flawed. It is true we cannot achieve enlightenment because we already exist within it. However, we do need to do our practice to help point us in the direction of awakening to Buddha nature, and then carrying on with the practice afterwards. Otherwise, even if we have awakening understandings, they become mere memories and don't help us with trying to lessen our and others' suffering, which is the purpose of our practice. Dogen did not accept the Tendai explanation of enlightenment, that training oneself was not necessary. The answers to his questions meant a lot to him, and he was willing to see if he could find answers. Eventually, he went to China. After more searching, he finally met his master, who effectively helped Dogen answer the questions for himself. We have to answer our own questions found within ourselves, already there. The questions and the answers. In the Shobogenzo, Dogen writes, "People are already abundantly endowed with the Dharma in every part of their being. But until they do the training, it will not emerge. And unless they confirm it for themselves, there is no way for them to realize what it is." Dogen had to do his own training, and so do we. No one can do it for us. Each one of us has to do the practice. There is no other way to realize the Buddha nature. After he had returned from China, Dogen wrote Rules for Meditation at age 27, which was his first work of many in his lifetime. Once Dogen was living in Japan, he had a task ahead of him, which was to establish Zen in his own country. Dogen brought the Soto Zen tradition of Buddhism home after receiving the Dharma teaching and transmission from Tendo Nyojo. The name given to Dogen translates as Foundation of the Way. In Dogen's Rules for Meditation, he gives us advice about how we do our practice and realize a deeper, broader view. In reading other versions of Rules for Meditation, I found the following. When you first sit down to do formal meditation and have settled your posture, then take a few deep breaths, followed by natural breathing. Whenever a thought occurs, be aware of it. It will vanish. If you remain for a long time forgetful of thoughts, you will naturally become unified. This to me is like when a thought arises, it will vanish, or rather dissolve like a cloud in the sky, gradually losing its cloud shape, which breaks up into smaller and smaller cloud puffs and then slips away into the vast blue sky. The view Dogen taught from was the view of the infinite, not dualistic or intellectual. Dogen's major work, the Shobo Genzo, when translated means the treasure house of the eye of the true teaching. A fuller, more comprehensive rendering is this: the treasure house for what the spiritual eye of wise discernment perceives from the vantage point of the true teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha and his heirs. From the Shobo Genzo we have, now then, to think that practice and realization are separate from each other is a non-Buddhist view or a misunderstanding of the way. In Buddhism, practice and realization are completely one and the same because it is a practice based on being spiritually awake at this very moment. The diligent training which springs forth from our initial resolve to seek the way is, in itself, the whole of one's innate certainty. For this reason, we teach that you should not hold in mind any expectation of being enlightened as something outside of or apart from practice, since this practice directly points you towards your own original innate certainty. Making the steps to practice in our lives is the manifestation of our own innate certainty. Something in us knows we are turning towards that which is. Even if we don't recognize it, by taking those steps, we are turning towards that which is. There is something inside of us that has that certainty already, even though we don't always know it. Dogen says in the Bendowa, people are already abundantly endowed with the Dharma in every part of their being. But until they do the training, it, or Buddha nature, will not emerge. And unless they confirm it for themselves, there is no way for them to realize what it is. Thus, the training is the understanding of our own true nature. Dogen had to do his own training, and so do we. No one can do it for us. Each one of us has to do the practice. There is no other way to realize Buddha nature. Dogen brings to my mind a very large lumbering boat. So heavy, it sits into the water, not floating on top. It is in a river slowly moving. The boat is so full of his teachings, teachings that are consistently reliable, steadfast in their basis of teaching from the place of truth. I read his teachings often. Open a book randomly and finding a teaching of good value. I find he consistently, constantly breaks the mold of what I think his teaching is, as if to open a Dharma door as his offering to anyone who reads it. Even though he brought Zen Buddhism to Japan, he did not try to get a lot of disciples to follow him. Instead, he offered the teaching to those who were sincere in their quest for finding answers to their own suffering. Shortly before his death, Dogen wrote this poem. 54 years lighting up the sky. A quivering leap smashes a billion worlds. Ha! Entire body looks for nothing. Living, I plunge into yellow springs. The last line says that Dogen knows what Buddha nature is and is willing to jump into living and live the Dharma of his life, whatever that may be, trusting that Dharma, trusting that it will emerge in the midst of conditions. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.